Welcome to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. The first hour of the show is brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
I thought it is back. What it is, no, I thought it is back. What it is, no, I gotta go. Down, I wanna change, but you're still there, laying down, paint it on. Break it down, back it up. I just got through a flight, a couple down, don't cast me up.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio, and you know what today is. It is Friday, and I love me a little Friday. That's why I start usually on Thursday. I call it a 48-hour Friday. So we're in the midst of this bad boy, and I'm feeling great. But, man, we got a great weekend. We also have a great show plan. We got Wing Fest on Saturday. We got the Good Vibes comedy thing going on again tonight at the Hightown and again tomorrow night at the Hightown. You can go crazy and go Wingfest 11 to 6 and then 6 to midnight over at the Hightown for the Good Vibes comedy tour.
And make a full day out of it.
Yep, and my man D-Lane lit things up last night out there at the Hightown. I love that, man.
To go out there?
Dude, this is so terrible. Do you know how hard it was? Me and Chas yesterday, you know, like some of the things I had to do yesterday. And we were going down there, and when we walked out, it was 5:38. I was like, damn. Starts at 6. I put it in the little ways, you know. It was like, man, it's going to take me 30 minutes to get there. I'm going to have to park. I said, man, I'm going to walk in, and he's going to be done with his set. So, unfortunately, I didn't make it. But I love supporting my homie. D-Lane is awesome. And we have a big show today because we're going to talk with Mo, right?
We got Mo at 11:30, and he said he is pumped.
Is he talking NFL?
He's talking NFL.
We ain't got draft or free agency? I mean, you know the draft is just about to happen, right?
Yeah, so what's next? I think that's, what, Thursday next week?
Yes, I think it is Thursday next week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right?
So there probably will be some draft talk with Mo.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I mean, you know, it's that time of year. The NFL never sleeps, man.
We also have playoff basketball back tonight. We didn't have any last night, but there was some great baseball. And by the way, I won on hockey. It was amazing. I was so bored. I played Calgary against some other team. Didn't know who they were. And I took the Predators. When they were down by one, there was like 2-1. And they lost by one. And I took them plus 1.5. And I'm like, I love this hockey.
You got your fix.
I was how bored I was.
You got your fix.
Like, I'm serious. And you're like, well, John, you didn't watch baseball? Yeah, I watched baseball all day yesterday. Them damn Yankees pissed me off so bad. Like, we took them when they were down by one, remember?
Right.
Live betting. Idiots came back and got smashed by the Angels. Max Fried, man, come on, son. Bats couldn't get going. And then the Padres I had last night against the Mariners. But, like, somehow I couldn't get that game. And I was like, why can't I get it? And so I ended up watching hockey.
I heard there was a couple of former MVPs in that Yankees Angel series that hit quite a bit of home runs in that four-game
stretch. Yeah, Trout and Judge and all them boys. Mike Trout's on fire right now.
Hey, that's good.
Man, if that dude didn't get injured again, it's kind of like the Bo Jackson thing. And there's so many great athletes. Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
I mean, where would he be on the all-time list of just, you know, who knows?
I say this comfortably about Penny. The point guard position would be redefined. It would have been what they're doing now with the point guard position.
Yeah, it would have been then.
It would have been then. What you see
with a prettier shot with Halliburton, but he don't have a tripod thing.
Exactly. And both of that's the cool part about them being 6'7", 6'6", 6'7", 6'7", 6'7".
Oh, that's funny. I finally figured it out. 6'7", 6'7". It always looks like some dude's like, never mind.
Right.
That's why it's weird when the kids do that. I'm like, what do y'all hold? Is this where, like, you're like, this is what I like? Hold them. Cup them.
But to have that length at 6'7", and to be able to knock down the outside shot like those dudes can. Special. Court vision, can shoot the ball, and you got the length to go with it. It's different, man.
Yeah, it is different. And baseball, like I said, having Mike Trout back, he's already hit 7 home runs this year. He's one behind Aaron Judge and Jordan Walker for St. Louis. Jordan Walker, I don't know if y'all remember when he first came up, the young buck who looks like a tight end. Have you seen him? 6'6", 250. Like, he's just a big human being. Yeah. And I knew once he started getting bat to ball, don't you worry, it's going to go a long damn way. Homie is yoked. Like, have you seen him?
I have.
Like, damn, bro. Like, you know, baseball, like, it's amazing. You could have Jose Altuve, who looks like he was just off being a midget, and you got this dude who's 6'6", 250, 260, who looks like a Greek goddess and plays tight end in National Football League.
Like the Terminator. Around.
Yeah. It's wild, dude. But that's the cool thing about baseball. You have some big fat dude out there on the mound throwing chunk. Kenley Jansen somehow agreed to find himself as a closer.
John Kruk was like 320.
Dude, he was in the organization as a catcher for the Dodgers. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Kenley Jansen was drafted as a catcher, was a catcher in the minors for a few years. And they were like, he's not that great a hitter. He's got the one of the best arms. Hey. You want to learn how to pitch?
John Kruk needed on beer and cigarettes and 300 pounds to hit 300 for a career.
That team, by the way, with Krucky and the Phillies.
The 93 squad.
Okay, I want you to think about it. You had your steroid dude. Mm-hmm. Dalton, I don't know. He might have been hanging Dutch over there with nails.
I think Dutch Brown was in that pile.
Yeah, he was in that. Yeah. You had your beer drinking, cigarette smoking fools. Yeah. Like my man Krucky and... Yeah. Damn it, I can't remember. What was his name?
You got my man out of left field.
I can't remember.
Pete Incaviglia.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he could kill a six-pack in between innings.
And after the game, like, they showed some of the videos of those teams, and Krucky, he talks about everything. I love him, John Kruk, and he's the guy in the All-Star game. If for some of you people don't remember much and watched it, Randy Johnson threw the ball behind his head, and that man did not want to get back in the box. He was like, oh, hell no, this wild man.
And shout out to Larry Walker.
This
Larry,
was wild Randy, by the way.
Larry Walker came up next. He put his helmet on backwards.
He's like, is this how this is going to be today? First pitch behind the ear. Oh, crap.
I mean, this is the same dude that years later, he killed a bird.
Yes.
So.
Which is still one of the most.
The fear was
like,
warranted.
Think about it. The bird could have been at any other plane at any other time. You talk about perfect timing. That's like, man, like, damn. Like, and by the way, the bird exploded.
Exploded, yo.
Like, dude threw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and hit the bird dead center. It you exploded. Could tell it.
You remember that scene on How High when they snuck into the dean's office?
Dude, could you imagine being a little kid as that thing and watch that bird get killed like that?
That's what I'm saying. When Method Man did it on How High and they paid the pigeons all that pigeon food and they just exploded. Pigeon, everything was all over the office.
It was, yes.
That's exactly what the bird looked like when the unit hit it, though.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Baseball is rolling, and there's some wild stuff going on. We talked with Jorge on Wednesday, but just to kind of give you a little update about where we are in the season and some of the things that are going on, the New York Mets are in the middle of an 8-game losing streak.
Yeah.
8.
Queens ain't getting the money right now.
Do you know they have the most expensive roster in baseball, right? Yeah, you know, they're spending more money than the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Because Queens get the money. That's the slogan up in New York. Queens get the money.
You know who's Go-Win with Cohen? You know what I'm talking about? Cohen?
We ain't talking about our Steve Cohen. We ain't talking about Mets guy Steve Cohen.
But what I'm saying, I just noticed if your last name's Cohen and Steve, it don't seem like you can get ish done other than make yourself rich.
It's kind of like the Nico situation with Nico Harrison.
Nico,
and Nico, the football Nico. They had it going wrong at the same
Nico,
time.
Nico Yamaleava. Yeah. Yep. Got greedy.
I couldn't pronounce
that bread.
His name. I left it to you.
Thank
the
you.
The one name that you do get right.
Yes, it's amazing. Like, I can say things if I hear them enough. I just can't usually
Wanda
read them.
Wanda Halbert has been related to Tyrese Halliburton for a while.
Yes, Wanda Halliburton. And wait, what's her real last name?
Halbert.
Halbert. And I wouldn't even know her name if I wasn't so pissed off that I, like...
It's Halliburton
I took
now.
Off work, bro.
It's Halliburton now.
To go and get my tags. Because some reason, when the thing came to the mail...
Yeah.
And, like, of course, I picked up and called... And then it looked at it, and I go, wait a second. Hold on. It's December. My tags went out in August. Yeah. Why am I just getting this? And then, of course, you couldn't do it over the phone, so I took off. Went down there. It was the day, by chance, that they quit paying rent or something, and they locked all the doors up. I lost my mind. It's the first time I ever watched, like, Channel 5 all day, man, since Darian Newsom's been over here. That's when I'm watching with seeing my man.
You should actually watch me all the time, Joe. You should help support me.
I do
want a wallet like yours over there.
That's why I talk about you. Matt does a great job. Doc be killing me over there, except for, like, he made me laugh so hard, though, when he had the poor damn barber up in the background. Like, this dude's just trying to do a haircut. During the whole haircut, he did a whole video live. I'd be like, damn, bro, you should have warned me that you were going to put me in front of all these people, because I'd have, like, brushed my hair since I'm a barber. You know, I'd be like, damn, quit putting me in the video. Can you do this on the way home? But I love Doc. He does some great stuff. I always listen to him, and he supports the city. And he's over there at Channel 5 with my man, Darian Newsom, who is the man. But baseball, again, I like it. It's weird. It's amazing. I know Juan Soto's been out for a little bit, and he'll be back. But, man, they got, you know, Francisco Lindor is still there. They brought over Bo Bichette at third base. Marcus Semien couldn't hit nothing right now. Luis Roberts Jr.'s always had talent, never can stay healthy. Like, they just suck. They can't pitch. They can't hit. They can't score. They can't win.
And they spent all the money.
And they spent all the money. Again, this is where I say this is how you spend it if you're Delonte West. You can spend $325 million and you can give yourself a chance, or you could end up like a crackhead on the side of the road.
No.
Or you could be like Magic.
Oh, man. Hey.
Or you could be like Shaq.
Be like Shaq.
I don't think Magic's got AIDS, bro.
You know why he ain't got it? He bought the cure. He got that much money. He got that much money, man.
He bought all the KFCs. He got like 200 businesses or something.
Magic bought the cure. Whether you want to say it was a setup and a conspiracy to make him the face of it, whatever.
I remember I was so sad. I was like, Magic's going to die, Dad?
Right.
Like, Ryan White had died. Easy had died.
And that was my favorite player. So, especially at that time as a 10-year-old, when he made that announcement, it's like, oh, what the hell is this?
What the helly? Right. And that was just when they started coming out and, like, came into schools and scared the hell out of us.
Yeah, because they thought Magic was gay and everything.
I told you about the story, like, so back then when I was young, about how I had to go to the doctor that one time because I got scared. Did I tell you all about this?
I don't think you did.
Sure. Oh, my gosh. It is a Friday, so, you know, we'll just go back to the 90s. So, I'm a young feller, and I meet this very beautiful blonde that I never had met before, because remember, this is the 90s. We didn't have social media. We didn't date on apps. We actually met people in the world.
Yes, you had to physically speak to people.
Yeah. And I go out and meet this young lady, and she is very, very pretty, and then things go very well for me. And the next day, I'm like, yo, 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 telling my homies, because that's what we did. Don't act like we didn't. Girl, the very next day, we're like, yo, bruh, last night. And then my buddy goes, oh, my gosh, where did you run into her? And I was like, oh, here? And he goes, you don't know who that is? I was like, nah. He's like, he said bad things about her. Like, she was basically, her body count was higher than it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, like, when you're young, a young man, you're easily, basically scared, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like,
easily be,
when
yeah.
your homie says to you, oh, bro, you probably got AIDS from her, she nasty.
Funny that you mentioned it, because I was watching the Wire yesterday, and it was, the young fellas yep. on the Wire, pretty much kind of that same scenario where one woman will say something and it scare everybody, and it just sticks in his kid's head. But except with the Wire, we're talking about murder.
Yeah.
You know, so,
but for me, this is the 90s, so you got to remember how it was. This ain't like, you know, drive through everything. So I had to go to a doctor to get the test.
You did tell me about
and it.
This.
Yes, remember it. And then, like, you know, I leave. They warn me. They send me home with more condoms than you could ever shake a stick at. You know, if you ain't going to abstain, make sure you wrap that thing. Do up, do up, do up.
Is this and, the one where you lost it on the phone?
No, okay, yeah. So the lady calls me. and I was like, hello? So I've been waiting for a week, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, I'm already stressed out. So then, she calls, and I'm like, hello? She was like, are you Mr. Harden, John Harden? I was like, yes. She's like, the doctor needs you to come in. When will you be available? his next opening is at 4 this afternoon. I go, what? I got to come in? Yeah, he needs to talk to you.
Okay.
I got off the phone, and I thought I for sure had AIDS.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
So what do you think I did? I turned it up. I mean, turned it up. By 4 o'clock, I was so lit when I went in there, and I had so many booger tears and tears running down my face. It wasn't even funny. Like, I walk into the little office area, and there's, like, other people, and the lady at the desk looks at me, and she's like, sir, come on. She's like, are you okay?
I was like, no, I got AIDS.
They were like, come here to the back, please. And they take me to the back, and I'm, like, crying, bawling.
The humor part about this is how you sounded on the phone talking to these people.
Dude, I was like, I'm like, oh, my God, man. This is going to get none of that. Well, go in, and then the doctor comes, and he's like, Mr. Harden. I was like, yeah. He's like, are you okay?
I was like, Puerto Rican, no.
But I didn't use that word.
I was like, I got AIDS.
And he's like, no, Mr. Harden, you don't. I go, what? He's like, you have a clean slate. You have nothing. You're great. I just wanted to bring you in and talk to you about, you know, how dangerous it is to not have protection and all these things. I jumped up and I said, you couldn't tell me that on the phone.
He could have told you on the phone. He could have put that in a pamphlet and sent it to you.
Like, dude, don't call somebody and say the doctor needs to see you. But that was the 90s. Anyway, that was the scariest I've ever been.
He told you what time he had to open it and anything to tell you that.
Yeah. Like, why couldn't you just, like, it should have been, like, when the I answer the phone, they should have just started singing.
Hey, man, you straight.
Yo, you good, bruh. Or if you're bad, just play, We Are the Champions.
I got one even better for when you.
And that way you know you got the Freddie Mercury, too.
You wrong. When it's bad, what you do with that one, you play the saxophones on Boys in the Hood when somebody get ready to get murdered.
Oh, Lord. I don't even think these boys have been listening to me over there all day. And I apologize for going sideways on a sports story. I don't apologize. Y'all are used to me.
Hey, man, we got Jared over here. Y'all don't ignore my man over here.
Oh, what's up, Jay? The Young Buck's up in the house. By the way, you know he's funny on TikTok, right?
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's actually funny.
Oh,
too.
So we got us one that can get us some, generate some hits on TikTok.
Man, I can tell you one thing, he's damn good at it.
So we got some skits that he's we actually got to work funny. On, huh?
Yeah, I always like funny people.
That's why D-Lane pulled up on
I love D-Lane.
That's my guy, man.
I hope last night he killed it. I'm sure he did. In fact, if you went through the, I know I gave away, what, 6 tickets?
Yeah.
Y'all went to it last night. Hit me at the Sissy's Law Cabin text and listener line at 901-360-8255 and tell me how D-Lane did.
Mom just sent me a text saying, going sideways.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Moms. Thank you. I love you, Miss Ham.
She expects our behavior to be what our behavior is.
But again, it's about like it's a different day. Like, for some reason, like, people don't even care anymore. Like,
when you get to Friday, man, all bets is off.
Yeah, yes, true. Yeah. But anyway, I'm just trying to say, don't get the gash. That is the PSA, public servants announcement from Johnny Radio's Happy Hour.
Let them know what the gash is.
On a Friday. If you don't know, it's gonorrhea, AIDS, syphilis, and Usher.
There you go.
And the Usher is H for herpes because he's got it.
I'm tripping because you just said it replaced herpes with that man's name.
Because that's just how it is. That's why I'm worried about my girl Glow. I had to call Glow and tell her, don't you dare.
Who has a 38-city tour with Chris Brown coming up real soon? They won't hit Memphis, though. They're going to Nashville.
Man.
Stadium tour, man.
Money.
Damn, they getting money, baby.
I don't blame them, man. I'm trying to get it too. Anybody else got some out there, let me know. I'm right here for you. I will say anything you want on the radio. We're going to start taking, I should open a GoFundMe and just a Cash App account. Everybody who sends me $100, I'll say whatever you want. No, $100, because I can't get fired. Oh my gosh, there's so many things that I just realized are on the text. People,
A lot of people, by the way, went through what I went through, it seems like. Dude, thank you for being honest. Thank you. I honestly will be at River Garden Park tomorrow. I'm so fired up.
Bring your umbrellas and ponchos.
We got 1,500 ponchos already waiting for the first 1,500 people that walk in the gate for free. We're just going to hand them out. Bam, bam. I ain't handing them out. But
I
like,
say, you think we're going to be in the 1,500, the first 15? I doubt it.
Yo, my man Eddie Murphy just texted me.
Track Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, dude. He said he's bringing in the world record holder Ryan Cruiser next week for the Houston Classic to remote. The Ed Murphy Classic, and he asked me, could he do my show? Absolutely, Eddie. I'll hit you up afterwards and let Jay Ham or Darren take care of my schedule. Huck 1 and Huck 2.
That's pretty much what we do.
Take care of my schedule.
You talking about Huck 2 a girl?
No, I loved Huck 2 a girl before she went crazy and opened up a Bitcoin and robbed everybody's money. When she went Bernie Madoff, or like cheap Bernie Madoff.
Cold-blooded.
Mm. Or you could call her Lenny Dykstra. When he did the same Ponzi scheme stuff. I have been off the rails all morning. I am going to take a break, but I also wanted to say thank you. My friends over at EnviroMaster, you know, Dennis Dixon, my man Tom Whitley, who owns the junt, the manager, they're an awesome company, and they help over 300 Memphis area customers right now. And if you're a business owner or if you're opening a business, you need to listen, because you can now protect what matters most to you. And with EnviroMaster Services, EnviroMaster is about health, about safety. It's a company about making sure they provide complete disease control, odor control. They got programs for commercial properties, restrooms, restaurants, gas station love, baby. I love a little gas station love. You know what I'm saying? I usually get that about 1:30.
Just don't get gas station heroin.
No, don't get it, or AIDS. How about let's make sure you get EnviroMaster so it kills all them germs from all them nasty folks. You know what I'm saying? And plus, again, remember, this is a fact. I literally quit going to a doctor and switched doctors because I told you about the one time when I went in the restroom, which was like outside of the office. Like, you had to literally like walk out of their office and go into the hall and go into it. And I opened the door and I was like, the smell of urine was so heavy that I had to go into the women's, and it was still so stanky in there that I vomited. And I don't think that's a pleasant situation for anybody.
I'm tripping off how they was looking at you like, man, if you don't go to break.
Oh, I'm going to break, but I'm telling everybody about EnviroMaster. And make sure you start protecting all of us Memphians, because we don't want to catch diseases. We don't want the flu. We don't want to go into a bathroom that's dirty. By the way, it pays for itself. Make sure you call them at 901-500-5361 or go into enviro-master.com. That's enviro-master.com. And Tom Whitley, the owner, he said give out his phone number. He'll take any calls, any questions. He'll take care of you. I'll give you Tom's. He's the owner of the company. 901-356-8282. That's 901-356-8282. And by the way, Dennis, if you're listening, I got 20 ducats for Wingfest for you and your employees. Damn, I'm awesome. Back in two shakes with my man Mo, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Jason Bonham's on.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. And I do have to ask all of y'all, I need a little bit of help at 901-360-8255 at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line, because I'm dead serious. I got a couple calls during the break, and Mount Moriah is blocked off right there at the interstate. And I've been told they're like a young buck, like kind of standing, like maybe he might jump or something. So just everybody thoughts and prayers of that young man, his family, and they make sure he's all right. I don't know. I'm not there. But some of the people that called me told me that if you're around, text me and let me know, 901-360-8255. Sissy Law Cabin text and listener line where life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Ooh, that's terrible. That is so terrible. Because if it's the little kid that was riding, I mean the 20-year-old, 25-year-old riding the bike, I'm like, man, come on, kid. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. Superman just walked up in here. I'm going to be seeing his always solid steel and sex appeal decked out self at Wingfest. And I'll be on it with him today from 1 to 3 on Hot 107. You know, we got all kinds of giveaways today as well. Gave away a lot of tickets. I hope y'all have come and got them. You got to pick your tickets up by 5 p.m. today.
We still got more, too.
Oh, you still got more?
I got a few more.
You do?
Yeah.
Damn.
They need to get on the text line and text us something funny, man.
Yeah, text me something funny. We got a two-pack.
Yeah, we'll put them in two-packs. There we go.
Yeah, I'll let you know how many we got. But do me a favor, everybody. Hit me up at 901-360-8255. Something funny because we need to laugh. It's a Friday. But I got my man Mo Schefter, who is one of the nicest guys I know, period. I'm hoping that he had a great date last time we were talking. I can't remember when that was.
Yeah, because you didn't talk to Mo on Tuesday.
No, I was out.
It was Friday.
It was last Friday. He's getting ready, so I haven't talked to Mo in a while, but I'm excited because I got Mo Schefter right here, right now. You know Views from the 22 if you know football. Make sure you check him out. Mo, what up?
What's going on, Johnny Ready? How are you, brother?
Blessed beyond belief and looking forward to Wingfest, man. I know next year we're going to be trying to get you down here for that bad boy.
Amen to that. Amen to that. 100% the plan. 100% the plan.
Man, I can't wait. By the way, speaking of plans, man, what is the plan with some of these teams up here at the top of the draft? I've been looking at everybody and their grandmother. They got Poly Market now, that Kelsey thing where, like, the people are betting on it, and it's showing the odds.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it yesterday.
I kind of like it, yeah, because you got me into it yesterday. Now,
I just mentioned it, and you went and did the research.
Yeah, I did. Well, I also got it. You know, I have a Poly Market account. I just never uploaded it because I was waiting. I was like, dude, they don't even give you, like, a gift. And finally, they're like, oh, if you finally sign up and put $100 in, we'll give you a $100 free play. So I was like, thank goodness, because I'm trying to get something free. I can gamble on all my other apps. But the point is, you know, you're seeing like the first round and like all these bets that are coming on these players, which I really never got into, and I've been paying a lot of attention to them. And of course, you know, there's no reason to bet on Fernando Mendoza to go number one in the Raiders because like the odds are so large that you're not going to win. I mean, go ahead and bet like, what is it, like $10,000 to win a dollar or something? So outside of that, though, I'm looking at, like, you know, some teams that have up there, like that are up there in the top of that draft and some of the directions they might go. And then some of the news that I'm also hearing from crazy people who are talking about how my man Bane out of Miami, who was an absolute beast on the field, who whipped everybody's butt that they put in front of him. You know what I mean? They're like talking about how his arms are now too small. If he had his arms were 2 inches longer. I'm like, dog, come on now. Aaron Donald, remember? A lot of people passed up on him because they said he had a little T-Rex arms. So, like, you know, Kenny Pickett, yeah, he was a junior Whopper model. I wouldn't have picked him to go to Pittsburgh. But, like, for somebody like Aaron Donald, who was a freak athlete, running faster than Shady McCoy and beating up defensive tackles.
Time out. What the hell is a junior Whopper model?
No, his little bitty hands. Kenny Pickett's got too small. Man, you can't have 9-inch hands and play quarterback in Pittsburgh, bro. That's why he's always wearing them gloves.
I'm still in it. I like that. Junior Whopper model.
Yeah, he's a junior Whopper model. Makes the Whopper look big. The junior Whopper look huge in his little bitty hands. But anyway, my moron ass, I'm trying to wonder, like, what do you think about some of the teams, some of the directions, and some of the surprises that we might see on draft night?
Yeah, well, a couple of things to a beautiful setup. Number one, we know who's going number one. Like, I think I said this to Landon. When the Raiders have met with Mendoza in this offseason, in this draft process, the reports are they're meeting with him and installing the playbook. Like, it's not even an interview. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even bother in wasting their time with a traditional pre-draft interview. They're just putting in the playbook, which I like. Number two, as far as Bane is concerned, I get really tired, I'm not going to lie to you, or triggered rather, of all these so-called experts when they get hung up on one person's flaw or one person's measurement. You know what I mean? When the reality is somebody could be really good at just that one thing, and they find a way to be perfect at that one thing and make that one thing unstoppable. Not to compare sports, but like Floyd Mayweather, right? Like Floyd Mayweather wasn't this big puncher. He wasn't. He didn't have this extraordinarily long reach. The one thing Floyd Mayweather did his entire career, better than his entire opponents, better than probably arguably anybody in boxing, is he was a phenomenal counterpuncher. That's all he did better than anybody. He was an incredible counterpuncher.
He was.
That's why everybody had a plan, and it didn't work once they got actually in the ring with him. And I'm not even a Mayweather fan. But what I'm saying with Bane is he can find that one thing that he's really good at. And this isn't like an offensive tackle where you got to get your arms on him first. No, from a defensive rusher standpoint, if your arms are shorter, you can find a way to use that to your advantage to even create more leverage than you would if you had these extraordinarily long arms, the way like Chandler Jones did. But then you look at Aaron Donald, you look at Elvis Dumervil, they were guys who were able to get straight up into the chest of offensive linemen and do whatever they want with them. So I'm not worried about the length of Bane. And then number three, as far as surprises go, I am primarily focused on the running back and the three receivers, because not all four of those guys are going to go in the top 10. That's just not going to happen. There's too many good defensive players. There's too many good tackles. But one of these guys, for sure, in my opinion, is going to fall into the back half of the first round, and that would be something extremely intriguing to see how it unfolds.
Man, I'm just so fired up to see, you know, like what these guys are going to become, because I also like looking at the players themselves that I believe that, man, like this kid's going to be this. This kid's going to be that. Watch them sleeping on this. You know, there's always you just have different feels for certain people. And then you also have fear and people who you're like, man, I just don't know. And again, one of the players, and I kind of brought him up early. I mean, people are talking about Jordan Tyson like he's Calvin Johnson or something. And I don't know if they're just trying to fill airwaves with time on the NFL Network and on ESPN's NFL Live. Because sure as crap, a couple of the people that I really trust ain't saying this. I know he was the best receiver at Arizona, but my man's had ACL issue, MCL issue, ankle issue, calf issue, injured all the time. When he's on the field, is he good? But is he, like, I'm sorry, with wide receiver, I can't do a top 10 unless he's, you know, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss. He's somebody that I know for sure is going to go to the next level and be an absolute beast.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wasn't in support of the Panthers drafting McMillan mm-hmm. at 7th or 8th overall, whatever
did
it
good
was.
Last year.
And I certainly, I am not going to put my head on a block for any of these three wide receivers in the top 10.
Mm-mm.
You know, like,
I mean,
I'm not
Tate,
saying they're not
just because he was so good at Ohio State and the record at Ohio State has been insane. You know what I mean? Like every year, if you get it, you're the first person to draft an Ohio State wide receiver. It's worked, like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing I kind of look at Cornell Tate for. But again, for me, Tyson is 6'2", you know, 200 pounds. You know, his speed, his 40 dash wasn't like he ain't dropping no 4.3s. Was also average, I thought. I just don't see the durability is just way too big an issue for me for him in a top 15 at all. I couldn't take him in the first round, period. I just wondered what you thought about that. I mean, again, you've already had two surgeries. Does that not make you a little nervous?
We're talking about Jordan Tyson, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, I know there's people that are saying, oh, well, he could get to the NFL and just not get hurt again. I don't see it that way. I don't think the body works that way. You know what I mean? Like,
once you start getting injured, guess what? It continues to get injured.
Correct. And you're only going to a more intense environment, an environment where your brakes have to have more pressure, you know, as you break in and out. You have to be quicker. You're going to take bigger hits. You're going to take more hits. So I am with you. As I dive into Jordan Tyson, I'm trying to find, sort of flaws. And then I looked at the injury history, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Why am I not hearing about this on any of the Twitter profiles, any of the radio shows that I come across segments wise? Nobody is discussing his draft, his injury history. And like you said, physically, there is absolutely nothing to necessarily criticize about the guy. He's a great route runner, catch radius, contested catches, deep balls. He's been trained by Hines Ward, sort of his protege. But I thought it was just sort of a hamstring. But no, he's got
ACL,
a knee, he's got
MCL,
a collarbone,
PCL, collarbone, calf, groin.
And to be honest with you, Johnny, and I'm not a medical person, but from what I know, when you start talking about calf and hamstring injuries, a lot of people don't know this. But Troy Polamalu, his dissension in the NFL was because of a lingering calf injury. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't widely reported, but I was in Pittsburgh at the time, and it was widely known that he had a lingering calf issue that just wouldn't go away. And sometimes they'd list him on the injury report, other times they wouldn't. But then he had a calf that was turned into a hamstring. And there's been other athletes where a hamstring turns into a calf. And an MCL turns into an ACL. A left knee issue turns into a right knee issue. So it's not just one or two injuries or one or two occurrences. It's a multitude of injuries over several years and several occurrences, and other injuries have popped up due to these other injuries. The medical red flag on Tyson is very, very real, in my opinion.
And the other thing about it is he's going to work out today. They got 18 teams coming to his pro day. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to find out all of his numbers. But this is a guy who's been battling a hamstring. I don't know how much working out he's been doing. He's been injured way too damn much. But I'm going to get beat up if I don't take a break. Darian's getting huffy and puffy like P. Diddy at a dead gum party or with Cassie in the hotel. Back in two shakes with my man, Mo Schefter. He knows Mo, then you do. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day
at Sports 56 WHBQ.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to another Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's a beautiful Friday. I'm praying that the weather is going to be beautiful for Wingfest, but who cares if it's just a little bit wet, man? Sometimes it's got a little bit fun with slippery downtown, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be fun no matter what. As P.T. Barnum said, the show must go on. It's the 24th annual Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It's going down tomorrow, River Garden Park, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 1,500 ponchos. We got everything you need. They're doing all kinds of stuff to make things more accommodating for you, by the way. I mean, they got everything that's going down there. I can't wait. I can't wait to tell you about it because I'll keep announcing it because we got giveaways and wins and money and DJs and pimps and all kinds of Tito's. But I did want to remind you about one thing that's very important. The air you breathe, it's just natural. It's something you do. Like you breathe in, you breathe out. You breathe in, you breathe out. Hopefully you can breathe through your nose. But around Memphis right now, it's a little hard. But I will say that you go in the house, you're trying to get away from the pollen, you could be actually going to a place that's actually worse for you. If you have mold in your house, if you have black mold especially, it's very dangerous to your health. So don't be crazy. Don't guess. Don't hope. Make sure you get in touch with the only licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South. That's my homie, Stan Mosier, at Memphis Mold Inspector. You can go to MemphisMoldInspector.com. You can call him personally at 901-292-7788. For clean air and peace of mind, call my friend Stan. You can trust him. He's got more technology than anybody I've ever seen. I'm like, dang, man. Like, you ain't joking. He's like microparticles. Microparticles. But literally, don't risk it. You got children, you got loved ones, and you also got your own life you got to worry about. You know, you can't love others if you don't love yourself. Get in touch with Stan at MemphisMoldInspector.com. Tell them Sports 56 sent you and you'll get a discount. Mo Schefter, mine. It's time to talk a little NFL. Now, I know you're fired up. You got all kinds of stuff going on at Views from the 22. What you been in the lab working on, dust it off for me, baby.
So I am actually, obviously you guys were preparing for the draft, right? And so we have our top 50 coming up that I got to put out. I'm going to put it out this weekend. You have my word, but yes. I know I've been moving. I don't want to sound like a broken engine
nope,
or a broken record.
It's hard. You've been moving in Dayton.
I need to confirm nor deny all those allegations. I've been moving myself. I've had to move my brother and my parents as well. So it's been a lot happening.
Dude,
yeah.
I hate moving. I said,
I cannot stand it.
Me and Chaz, when we moved into the last place, I said, we're never moving. This is where we live forever.
And so, Johnny, one of the companies we have is a moving company. So it's not like I could tell my pops, yeah, I'm going to hire some people. Oh. No, we old school. So me and my brother did all the physical work and driving of these long distance moves.
What's your moving company?
We're just Seven Stocks Logistics. That's the name of the company. I'll send you a card. We do a lot of things under that umbrella.
I love it.
Moving, freight moving, transporting, whatever, you know. If it's a job that Jason Statham has had, usually we'll do it.
Dig that. I like that. That's a great answer. So since you've been in the lab, by the way, and again, you're an NFL like freak and you know it like the back of your hand, Views from the 22. You don't just watch the games on Sunday. You watch the games and the film and you're always cutting up the lab. What is it that you've seen, though, possibly about some of those kids and some matches with that would be perfect for certain teams and possibly put them in contention?
Ooh. So that's a great question. So I was looking at, obviously, a few things that we got to look at. You got to look at scheme. You got to look at their record. You got to look at why are they picking as far as they're picking. You know what I mean? Like the Bengals and the Chiefs are picking in the top 10 essentially for two totally different reasons. You know, the Bengals are picking in the top 10 because they had one of the worst defenses of all time.
Correct.
The Chiefs are picking in the top 10 because of injuries and an end to a championship dynasty. One way or another, the window on that roster has closed. Not saying the window on their dynasty has closed, but their window on that roster has closed. So they're picking in the top 10 for totally different reasons, you know? So a team like the Commanders and the Chiefs, they can take luxury in the top 10. A team like the Bengals, the Giants, the Titans, they truly have to maximize the Cardinals. They have to maximize on value. You know what I mean? Like for the Jets, they can go with Bailey and or Arvel Reese and not think twice about it. Mm-hmm. Well, for the Cardinals, if you're sitting there and it's Arvel Reese or the tackle from Miami.
The big old young buck. I know you're talking about. I can't even think of his name right now for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, his name is escaping me as well. Mayawaka.
Yeah, that's why it is. Francis. Yeah. That's the thing I love. Anybody named Francis that's that big, you know he's tough.
Yeah. This is going to sound so bad, Johnny. I was going to say Moana's cousin. I can't remember his name right now. But you know who I'm talking about. I'm taking Mayawaka if I'm the Cardinals. Yep. I'm not taking a pass rusher who may or may not work out, who maybe can work in a 4-3 but won't work in a 3-4. I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. Taking Mayawaka. You know, so I think it all matters. Now, I say all that to say, I've been asked about one team specifically picking in the top 10 more than any other team, not just on happy hour, but even in my day-to-day interactions. Nice. And that's the Chiefs. Everybody wants to know who do I think the Chiefs are going to take number 9.
And there's a lot they can do. Try and get a receiver.
The popular one is the person that we were just discussing.
Yeah,
Jordan,
I know,
Tyson.
But I just don't like him. I mean, I'd rather go with Malachi Lemon even.
You know what I would do if I'm the Chiefs? Like, honestly. And I honestly thought about this, and I said, if Johnny asks me again, I'm going to give him a black and white answer. I'm not going to give him a politically correct answer. So here it is. If I'm Andy Reid, and I'm at number 9, and I can't find anybody to trade up for my spot,
trade down.
I'm closing my eyes. That's what I'm saying. If I can't trade down, I'm trading down as my number one option. But if I can't trade down, I'm closing my eyes and I'm picking Caden Proctor out of Alabama.
Offensive
and I'm
going to
let
tackle?
The rest fall as it may. Yes, sir.
He is a...
Yes, sir. A mammoth.
He is ridiculous.
There are certain places listing this guy at 360, 370, and even up to 380.
Damn.
That's insanity. Now, I think he's a solid 360. I think he's a solid 7, 360, 355 person. But the way he moves and all the skills that he has and the upside that he has, I'll say at the very worst case, I have, if not a left tackle, I have a right tackle the next 10 years, and I'm a keep rebuilding my championship. So really, really intriguing to see what the Chiefs do on that spot. I do think the Bengals should take one of the corners, whichever corner they like. If by any miracle Caleb Downs is there, he shouldn't be. I don't see Jeremiah Love going past 7. I think it's either going to be the Titans or the Commanders. But my last thing is Ty Simpson. I know you and I have had discussions about Ty Simpson.
If you've been in the lab, fill me in, because I just don't think he's a first-round pick.
So, and I said this to either Darian or Landon. Either way, I know Han was in the room when I said it.
They didn't have a run game last year. It was pretty much on his shoulders.
So your boy Germ has Ty Simpson listed at 33 in the views from the 22 top 50.
That's out of the first round.
My opinion, however,
is
if you rank a quarterback, if Germ tells me he's the 33rd best player in this draft,
you listen.
I'm a rock with Germ. You know what I mean? Because Germ has his own formula and grade and everything. So I don't want to hear PFF. I want to hear from Germ. So if he tells me 33, okay, I'm a roll with it. But if you put a quarterback in the top 50. That means you're saying he's worth a first-round pick. Because the threshold to qualify for a first-round pick is actually lowest when it comes to quarterbacks. So do I think he is going to be successful in this league? I think he can go a few places and have an opportunity to compete and succeed. One of those places that I think he should avoid at all costs is Mike McCarthy and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know.
I'm with
you. And that's where everybody wants it to go.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was going to work, Johnny. I don't think it's going to work because I think he truly needs to be in an environment, philosophy, and scheme tailored to what he can do best so we can see if he can do what he does best consistently.
Look,
those are my
Simpson
questions about it.
Didn't play enough football for me.
Correct.
That's
I agree
my
with
problem
you 100%.
With him. Like, dude. You started 1 year. Like, I know you sat there for a long time, and I don't know if you noticed, by the way, in the NFL, tattooed chest, Greg McElroy, Mac Jones, Tua, all these Alabama quarterbacks other than Jalen Hurts, and they kicked out and he went to Oklahoma. Ain't really done ish. You know what I mean?
No.
So, what's Kalen DeBoer's 1 year with... When you're starting with, I mean, he had Ryan Williams, and he had a very disappointing year. But again, man, I'm not in on him. I will say though,
I'm not.
Wondering what people think about Taylen Green late. Like that's like, if I got the 200 something pick or something, and he's around and he's 6'6", 230, I'm all up in his business.
The
quarterback from Arkansas,
from Arkansas, right? Because he's athletic. He can
dude,
do certain
six,
things.
Six.
He's got a big arm. He's huge.
You remember what they did with Colin Kaepernick when they like let him sit behind Alex Smith for a year and taught him? He has long, gangly, big arm. That they went all the way to the Super Bowl and the Hardball Bowl. I'm just saying, like, you give me an athlete like him, I'm going to, like, that's something I'm looking for. I just think Nussmeier, yeah. Beck, and everybody is about as average can be. Mo?
No, I agree.
Tell Sorry, everybody, dog, I got 30 seconds. Tell them where to find you.
Mo underscore views 22. I'm going to come out with a short video on all these quarterbacks. Nussmeier, Beck, Drew Aller, Talen Green, Jalen Daniels even. I am right there with you, Johnny. Long story short, I wouldn't take Simpson in the first round. Love y'all.
Love you. That's my man, Mo Schefter. We're getting out of here. We're going to come back. What are we doing at noon, Jay?
What you want to do? You want to talk the NBA? Let's wrap.
Let's do it.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.